So we're live at EXT. We've got the McCrells here, right?
Yes, the McCrells. We're calling it for now the new McCrells.
The new McCrells.
Yeah, because there was an old McCrells. And we don't want people to think it's this that we're doing now is old. It's because it's new.
It's new.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's new people. Although John was in the old McCrells. John Cribbs over there.
I consider myself a middle-aged McCrell.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't in the old McCrells.
No.
I was in the middle.
Yes.
And then Doug came, and he was in the end
Doug
of
was,
the
Doug was in the end McCrells. Of the old McCrells. So yeah. Anyway, this is the new one.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we get this straightened up right out of the gate, because otherwise I'd be lost. Kevin, tell me about your first audition for Lena.
I had been badgering Lena constant. I mean, I called at least once a week. Well, it wasn't CDs at the time. I sent cassette tape and an album, and I just kept at her, and she was, oh, you again. So after a while, I think she just got tired of it, and she said, okay, be here tomorrow at 1:00. And I went, oh, great. And then I realized I had to babysit my 2-year-old daughter, Kate. And I was like, okay, well, I can't call her back because that would just be embarrassing. So what I'm going to do is just bring Kate. Loaded the car with the baby bottles and the diapers and the form, everything, all the stuff that you have to take when you take a 2-year-old.
Right?
Whenever you go out the door with a 2-year-old, it is you have to have a Sherpa and the whole thing has to be with you. I got there and, of course, nervous. I mean, it's Lena. I mean,
yeah.
It's Lena. I'm going to be sitting and playing my little folk tunes in front of Lena. So I'm nervous, and I got the kid, and the old stairs, trying to get up the old stairs with daughter, guitar, bag, stumbling up, get up there. There's Lena standing right there. I think I said something like that. And she said, didn't say, hi, Kevin, how are you? What's going on? Thanks for calling about an audition. All she said was, who's this? And I said, this is my daughter, Kate. She grabbed her, and they disappeared into the kitchen. Saying as she went down the hallway to the kitchen, get ready, whatever you got to get ready. We'll be in the kitchen. Okay. So there I was alone at Lena's, looking around at the pictures and the wall, and I'm getting more nervous by the second. And on the stage, and okay, this is really awkward. And she comes out of the kitchen with Kate under her arm. She says to me, does she like Zweiback? I didn't know what that was. And so I was really intelligent, and I went, And she said, well, apparently she does. Kate and Lena sat in the middle of the room having this conversation throughout my audition. Lena did not look at me, wasn't listening. Her and Kate were having a conversation through the entire thing. And then I said, how am I doing? She said, oh, you got a gig. And then continued to talk to Kate. So I was superfluous to the entire situation. So I put my guitar on. I was like, okay, we got to go. Oh, well, can you stay for a bit? You mean me? She said, well, no, Kate. I said, no, we got to get home. And so that was the audition. I did get the audition, but I have to thank Kate twice a year for that one. She reminds me.
She reminds
yes.
you, does she?
Isn't it time for you to thank me again for the audition at Lena's? Yeah. So that's the story around that one.
So we're here live at EXT with the McCrells, the new McCrells. Well, let's have you guys play a couple of songs. You want to start off with?
We're going to start off with a song I wrote dedicated to Mr. Monroe, Bill Monroe. I was new to bluegrass. I mean, I'd always listened to it, but I never really performed in a bluegrass band until I put together the McCrells. And to come to the realization that he is deity, it's just I was amazed at how he was respected and thought of as literally a god. Wanted to write a song for several reasons. Well, we were everything he didn't like about a bluegrass band. There was no Stetsons. There was no slacks. We didn't wear slacks. And his thing was, you know, the bluegrass band needs to dress the correct way. You need to have a Stetson, white, a blue blazer, black slacks, cowboy boots, a white shirt, and something that I would not wear if it would help the space program, a bolo tie. Not going to happen. So he looked at us, and we were tie-dye, ripped jeans, Chucky Taylors, very, very long hair. And he just kind of looked when the time that we passed each other, him coming off the stage and us going on, he was like, oh, God, what was that? But still, I wanted to write a song about him and also about all the people that we met playing bluegrass through the different times we were on the road with bluegrass bands. So that's it. It's called Mr. Monroe.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Do, 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 do. Do 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 do
do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, I got a rock and roll, I'm ready to roll. I got an eagle in my pocket and she's burning my hole. A fine lady on my arm, her name is Mary Ann. We're going out and dancing to a bluegrass band. We got the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin. Put it all together and we'll pick it again. Whoa, Mr. Monroe, oh, mo, 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 oh, hey, Mr. Monroe. You took the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin, put it all together and you pick it again. Way down where the grass and the moon is blue, there's a mighty storm blowing in out of the hills. Lonesome gonna break your heart. Enough power in the back beat to jumpstart your car. Hey, daddy, was all that noise? Look yonder, mother, it's the bluegrass boys. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gonna let me blue. Oh, Mr. Monroe, oh, 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 hey, Monroe. You took the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin, put it all together and you pick it again. Hey. Stanley's Carter and Ralph. We got Jim, we got Jesse, we got Allison Krauss. We're watching these gags and singing songs of praise. You can fill the Grand Ole Opry with the souls they've saved. There's Jimmy Martin and that feathered cowboy hat. Hey, hey, Jimmy Martin, what's up with that? Whoa, Mr. Monroe, mo, 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 oh, hey, Mr. Monroe. Took the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin, put it all together and you pick it again. We got the Gibson brothers, we got Smokey Green, Sonny Osborne, Don Reno, the seldom seen. Oh, the time out, the boys know where it's at. If I pick grass, I take it like that. Keith Whitley, Tony Rice, and all the Nashville cats. Earl Scruggs and I'm at guitar. Let's the flat, whoa. Mr. Monroe, oh, mo, 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 oh, hey, Mr. Monroe. You took the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin. You took the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin. You took the fire, the fiddle, the mandolin. Put it all together and you pick it again.
One, two, one, two, three. Do 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 do. I'm Kevin McCrell from the McCrells, and this is your home for local music. For local 518 all day, every day, keep it here, 97.7 EXT.
I should have seen it coming, should have read the writing on the wall. I should have known that I would be alone when the teardrops start to fall. All my
skies are cloudy and all my moons are blue, leaving only my big old broken heart and memories of you. There was a time when I was young before I fell from grace. For a wealth the hard days wrote their story on my face. Before innocence was just a word, before love betrayed its myth. When I would give my foolish heart to whoever I was with. Well, I should have seen it coming, should have read the writing on the wall. I should have known I'd be alone when the teardrops start to fall. All my skies are cloudy and all my moons are blue, leaving only my big old broken heart and memories of you. Been a long, cold, lonely winter. It has been a dark and a dreary time. It's been a month of Sundays since I felt the warm sunshine. I watched the ghost of my young and wilder days dance out the door and head for town. Coming home at dawn with a big grin on, like a drunken circus clown. Well, now I should have seen it coming, should have read the writing on the wall. I should have known I'd be alone when the teardrops start to fall. All my skies are cloudy and all my moons are blue, leaving only my big old broken heart and memories of you. Pick it. So far in this song, there is not much that I have written that is true. It's just my way of dealing, of trying to get over you. But if I could ask you just this once to hear between the lines, you'd hear that I wish that I was yours and darling, and you were mine. You'd hear that I wish that we were driving someplace, oh, so far away. We would sing a song to greet the dawn, to speed us on our way. Just you and me and the highway, nothing and no one in between. And at night we would talk of the things we had done and the wonders that we have seen. Yeah, I should have seen it coming, should have read the writing on the wall. I should have known I'd be alone when the teardrops start to fall. All my skies are cloudy and all my moons are blue, leaving only my big old broken heart and memories of you. Leaving only my big old broken heart and memories of you.
So we're live at EXT Local 518. The New McCrells here with us. That's my big old broken, how do you say that?
Your big old broken hort.
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 Hort. Did I get it right?
Yeah, very good.
Okay, good.
Very good. I'm on my way tomorrow to Savannah, Georgia, so I'm trying to get my accent right.
Okay.
So, yeah, that song is just a song about a broken heart.
So, Kevin, tell me about the New McCrells. Who do you have here?
So on mandolin, that's Orion Cribbs over there. He's our mandolin player, and he just is very hard to keep up with as far as I'm concerned. See, you hear that? That's just, and next to him is John Cribbs. Again, a survivor of one of the McCrell versions. John is on flatback guitar, and John also writes some tunes. One of our tunes that I consider one of the best tunes is a song called Song and a Prayer. So come see us and hear that one. Standing next to him in the middle of where he is right now, he's got most of the height in the band. He's on fiddle, and everybody sings vocals. Everybody background vocals, everybody chimes in. But Doug on the fiddle, and next to Doug is Arlen Green. Now, in the song Mr. Monroe that we had done, you heard me make reference to Smokey Green, a legendary bluegrasser. That's his dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And don't forget the guy sitting in the corner.
And then the fellow sitting in the corner is with me, although he's very popular now, very hard to get a hold of, is the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Melick. Yeah, so that's us.
This is great. Now, are you guys planning on doing some recording?
This hasn't gone anywhere near that. Everybody here has other situations that they play in. What I would like to do with this is just do the gigs that don't interfere with everybody else's gigs. Gigs that have some, like Lena's or festivals and things like that. I don't want to be making these poor guys go through a bar night with me, and nobody wants that.
All right, we're live at EXT. We've got the new McCrells here. Well, thanks so much for bringing these guys in and playing.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
Well, thanks very much.
So what do you guys want to finish up with here?
I'm going to turn over to Orion because he's the one who sings this next song. If he doesn't mind. You mind, Edmund?
I don't mind, Kevin.
I'm going to have him tell you about this next one as he's pushing me away from the
microphone. Let me tell you about
this song. Tell me about this song, Orion.
This is the oldest song that I have ever heard of. It's a great old song. It's called The Fox. To be honest, I believe it goes back to the 14th century where it started as a poem in the Scottish Highlands, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to see how fast we can play it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Thank
Chris.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you. last one in. New little one, three, nine, ten, man, daddy, daddy, better go back again, where it must be, I'm out of vine. Down, oh, down, oh, down, oh, daddy, daddy, go back again, must be a matter of vine town. And his wife without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and a knife. They never had such supper in their lives, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such supper in their lives, the little ones chewed on the bones. Chilly night, wait for the moon to give him light. Many a mile to go that night before he'd reach the down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. Wait many a mile to go that night before he'd reach the down.
Hi, I'm Doug Moody from the McCrells. This is listener-supported 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.